Yeah, it's you know, I think we've had a good start to the week. Obviously, it's quick turnaround playing Sunday and then having to go out there and play this Saturday. But you know, I thought we did a great job yesterday of you know, getting in, getting the bodies right, and taking a look at some of the film on LA, and then getting to work today to start to put together a game plan. So you know, we're all excited for this opportunity. We've worked really hard throughout the offseason, throughout the season, to get here. And, you know, I expect us to have another good week of preparation.
What could Matt LaFleur share with McVay and the offensive coach? He was just here a year, I believe.
I mean, yeah, Matt obviously knows, you know, yeah, he spent 2 years here as our quarterback coach, and obviously knows our personnel, knows our guys, knows the scheme pretty well. You know, but at the end of the day, these games come down to, you know, guys on the field when we get our chances making plays. So, we're familiar with some of what they do. I'm sure they're familiar with some of what we do. It's going to be, you know, a good test and a good battle for us. And, you know, when we get our chances as players, we got to make plays.
Can you draw on any of your playoff experiences to help you, you know, starting back all the way with, I remember the trip to Arizona.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it feels like it was yesterday. I mean, honestly, it goes by quick, but, yeah. But, you know, I think you learn from all of those experiences as a player. And you learn that, you know, you just have to, you know, get into your week, get into your routine, make it feel really normal, and then go out there and execute and play the way you're capable of. And just settling in, knowing that, and making it feel real normal, to me, is the key to this time of the year.
I know you've talked about this. You've talked about it leading into the season. But what specifically, coming off of this playoff experience, the last one, do you take into this one?
Yeah, I think it's trusting your process, you know, and believing in the process that we have as a team, as an organization. We do a very good job during the week of getting ourselves prepared and ready to play. And that provides confidence. And so I think guys need to just focus on doing the best that they can with where their feet are at that time of the day. And if we do that, if we're locked in meetings and practice and walkthroughs, you know, that's going to give us the best chance to be successful Saturday night.
You talked about a lot of different defensive fronts this year. Where would you put this one when you look at them on film?
Oh, they're very good. You know, their front sevens, very good. They're physical. They do a good job within their scheme. They're very sound. You know, we've played a lot of good defenses, a lot of good front sevens, and this is going to be another good challenge for us. But this defense is very good. Their statistics and the way that they played have shown that. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, but we'll have a good plan. And luckily, we have a really good offensive line, guys that play hard and do a great job.
What specifically about Aaron Donald that you see from him?
Well, I think, you know, he's versatile. I mean, he's one of the better players against the run. You know, at the position they play him at, but he's probably also one of the better interior pass rushers in the league. And, you know, that creates some problems. I mean, he's just a great player, but, we'll have a plan, to account for where he's at. And, we certainly trust our guys up front to play well.
Matt, I know Ben's starting this weekend. Just how good of a job has his team done just getting the guys ready in the line? Because I know they move around. Ben moves around a lot.
Sure. We're lucky to have Ben and have the versatility that he has. He's really, you know, able to play almost six different positions for us. I mean, he can play every spot on the offensive line. He's played some, you know, jumbo tight end and goal line situations, all that stuff. I mean, he's a jack of all trades. And last year, I mean, he played defensive line for us. So, you know, we're lucky to have a player like him. He does such a great job every week of getting himself prepared and ready to play. He's had that mindset of preparing like he's a starter since he's been here. And I think that's the reason he's been able to, when his number's been called, to go in there and play so well.
Matt, you talked about the playoff experience and your experience individually as well as last year. But collectively, with you all being the only NFC team back in this year, does that give you all –
I mean, I don't think about that stuff too much. I'm sure there's players on other teams that have had playoff experience that they can help with. You know, we worry mostly about our building and the guys inside of our building. And we feel good about our process and our experience in the past, you know, for everybody, for all of those guys, all of the experiences that we have, that we have had. We feel good about how that, you know, has shaped us into the team we are right now. So we're confident. We believe in ourselves, and we believe that we'll be prepared and ready to play Saturday night.
On that second level, Ogletree and a Barron, a former kind of safety swinger guy, how are they playing for those games?
They're doing a good job. Both those guys are athletic. They can run. You mentioned Barron, you know, being a former safety. His athleticism shows up at the linebacker position. They're both very physical. You see that they're in the scheme that they ask their guys to fit the run. They do a good job of getting downhill, making some plays, and they also do a good job in coverage. They do. They cover well. So, you know, I think their linebackers fit in well with the scheme that Wade Phillips has for them.
In a secondary, Tremaine Johnson, what do you see in that?
Yeah, big player, physical, very good at getting his hands on people. Again, talented. And again, I think fits well with how they play their scheme. I think they're different than what we saw last year, you know, from a scheme standpoint. So I think they fit well with the players that they have within the scheme that they're running. Yeah, I think that's exactly what you try and do. You know, it makes perfect sense. I mean, you have to account for where he's at. And I think that's what the practice week is for, you know, identifying on what plays do we need to account for, where he's at, if we need to do it in pass protection or in certain personnel groupings or in certain fronts that they're in. That's what we work on all week so that by the time we get to Saturday night, it is about just doing what we do. We know the plan as well as we do. We know when we have to account for it. We know when we're not worried about it. And then we go out there and cut it loose and just play.
Matt, who you've probably discussed this before, but was there anybody over the years, even when you were growing up, or anybody that kind of taught you about poise? Is there anybody that you watched and what you wanted to mean, even if it was a family member?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think all of us athletes, everybody in general, we're shaped by so many people that we come into contact with throughout our lives. For me, you know, being younger, I always tried to model myself after my older brother. When I was young, watching him play, he was, 4 years older than I was. And so all I ever wanted to be was basically him. And he always handled himself, really calm and collected and never looked like he was fazed or rattled by anything. And I remember growing up just trying to play that way as well. That's probably from a young age probably where I got it from.
And then what about when you got older?
You know what? I think in college I was lucky to have two really good offensive coordinators at BC. My first was Dana Bible. And Dana taught me so much about, he would always, when I was young playing at BC, he would always, when we were watching film on Sundays after our Saturday games, would be like, okay, after this first series, we all saw how hard Matt could throw it. Now then he settled in and showed, you know, the way they could play. But he always talked to me about, you know, getting your heart rate down and starting to breathe and relax and just execute and playing comfortably. And I'll never forget that because I used to get so fired up before games and excited. And, you know, it really doesn't serve you well as a quarterback. You've got to make decisions. You've got to be, you know, very efficient. And then Steve Logan, my last year at BC, really helped me with that as well. I mean, he taught me a lot about, he would always talk about having a sniper's disposition where you're out there and you were, you know, low pulse, very relaxed, very calm, but at the same time, really, really accurate. And I've always tried to do that as I've moved forward, tried to keep that mindset when I've played.
When you guys were playing the Lions, and we were asking you about, your relationship with Stafford, you mentioned the quarterback fraternity. Where do you kind of fit in with that? You're a playoff quarterback. You've been in the playoffs six times. I mean, do you feel as though you've carried, you know, your mantle of respect as you've wanted to going in your career?
I mean, that's not something I worry about or think about too much. I mean, I try and focus or worry or whatever, lend my, you know, brain space to trying to win games. I'm lucky to have a lot of good friends around this league, and, you know, I certainly have a lot of respect for the guys that I play against, you know, week in and week out, and I imagine they feel the same way.
You were talking about poise. It took some poise to get hit in the head like that. I mean, you showed some emotion, but that was on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bill Vinovich might disagree on whether I stayed poised or not. yeah, no. You know, I told him I thought it was a penalty. I guess he didn't agree, but he and I have a good relationship. But, yeah, I mean, you know what? You play in this league long enough, those kind of things are going to happen. And, you know, I always feel like if you're wasting time yelling or losing your mind about certain things, then you're not focused on what's important. And what's important is the next play and going out there and executing and being precise the following play.